She looked at Ellis, who nodded without energy. Morris shrugged slightly.
"All right," she said. "I'll do it."
It was 4:30 a.m.
"The fact is," Ross said, "we've exhausted all our options. Time is running out."
McPherson stared at her across his desk. His eyes were dark and tired.
"What do you expect me to do?" he said.
"Notify the police."
"The police are already notified. They've been notified from the beginning by one of their own people. I understand the seventh floor is swarming with cops now."
"The police don't know about the operation."
"For Christ's sake, the police brought him here for the operation. Of course they know about it."
"But they don't really know what it involves."
"They haven't asked."
"And they don't know about the computer projection for 6 a.m.
"What about it?" he said.
She was becoming angry with him. He was so damned stubborn. He knew perfectly well what she was saying.
"I think their attitude might be different if they knew that Benson was going to have a seizure at 6 a.m.
"I think you're right," McPherson said.
He shifted his weight heavily in his chair.
"I think they might stop thinking about him as an escaped man wanted on a charge of assault, and they would begin thinking of him as a crazy murderer with wires in his brain."
He sighed.
"Right now, their objective is to apprehend him. If we tell them more, they'll kill him."
"But innocent lives may be involved. If the projection..."
"The projection," McPherson said, "is just that, a computer projection. It is only as good as its input, and that input consists of three timed stimulations. You can draw a lot of curves through three graph points. You can extrapolate it a lot of ways. We have no positive reason to believe he'll tip over at 6 a.m. In actual fact, he may not tip over at all."
She glanced around the room, at the charts on his walls. McPherson plotted the future of the NPS in this room, and he kept a record of it on his walls, in the form of elaborate multicolored charts. She knew what those charts meant to him. She knew what the NPS meant to him. She knew what Benson meant to him. But even so, his position was unreasonable and irresponsible. Now, how was she going to say that?
"Look, Jan," McPherson said, "you began by saying that we've exhausted all our options. I disagree. I think we have the option of waiting. I think there is a possibility he will return to the hospital, return to our care. And as long as that is possible, I prefer to wait."
"You're not going to tell the police?"
"No."
"If he doesn't come back," she said, "and if he attacks someone during a seizure, do you really want that on your head?"
"It's already on my head," McPherson said, and smiled sadly.
It was 5 a.m.
Chapter 6.
They were all tired, but none of them could sleep. They stayed in telecom, watching the computer projections as they inched up the plotted line toward a seizure state. The time was 5:30, and then 5:45. Ellis smoked an entire